Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And thank you so much for all of that. We've got a great show for you today. I'm just going to make a little adjustment and I'm going to just probably drive everybody crazy here. Watch what I do. See, you're not supposed to do this. Okay, so everybody just watch what you're not supposed to do. Because this is the kind of show we're having today. Hold on a minute. I'll show you. Watch. Ready? Okay, now I'm there. Now I'm not. Hold on. I'll be right back. Right? Everybody's watching.
Live radio at its finest.
Live radio. She wanted some light.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Pat, what'd you do? Where'd you go?
Wait a minute. I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. I was just messing with you. See? Morning drive, darling.
Morning drive. So one of the things that I love is, you know, I went up and I just changed my lights. And so why did I do that? Well, here's the thing. When you're in this world and you decide to make some changes, how prepared are you for the unexpected? What happens when you have a hiccup, a pothole, an ice cream cone with sprinkles? Even the good things take you off your game. Today, empowered and trusting your intuition with my very special guest, Cindy Smith, this is this conversation, and here's why. She and I have a few things in common, but I just recently made what some people have called a very, very big, big change. I didn't think it was a big change. I thought it was like a natural thing. I thought like, oh my gosh, I have an opportunity to move from this time spot to this time spot. I'm still going to be with Benny, still going to be with Jacob, still going to be. Yeah. But everybody that saw this was like, oh my God, what did you do? What happened to you? Are you sick? No, none of that. Because today, Cindy is going to tell you what this is about. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them, and you got to know when you're ready for that next move. How does she know this? Founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Certification Course. That is a lot of people coming to her and saying, I want to learn this. I want to be this. I want to do it. Cindy, okay, I want to do it. I want to learn it. I want to be it. I want to do it. I want to do it. So imagine responsibility, right? I just do a show. I just have a network. I don't have to train people and say, this is going to be your future. I'm here to say, she has to do that. Today, we're going to find out why all of us that are stepping out are learning empowered and trusting your intuition. That's what she does. She has a fabulous, fabulous show. We're going to tell you about that. But when you're talking about Benny, are you ready? The change up.
Ooh. There, you got it. First air horn of the morning.
Okay. This is when I was I became a minister a bunch of years ago. And I started to do a little preaching. I was like, the change up. That's what we're talking about. Cindy's story of change and what it means to follow your intuition. Cindy, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. You know, and I love just how you started this off by sharing, because your story about making the time change, that is, to me, that's empowered, because you had the guidance. Whatever senses you used, you just knew that it was in your best interest and for other people listening to the show to change the time. Even though, of course, it changes others' people's lives because you've, you know, tuned in now at 7 a.m. your time. That's what I call being empowered and trusting your guidance. Even for when other people go, that doesn't make sense to me, when you have a time slot that's already working. So way to go, Dr. Pat, for listening to your guidance. That's how I would say.
So. You know what? It's interesting. Thank you for saying that, Cindy, because what's interesting about it is we did this so quickly, or shall I say it happened so quickly, not just because of what we did, but, you know, in honoring our sister station here, KKNW, that Benny's on, they also had to make adjustments on their end. They also had, you know, who's going to do the 10 and 11 spot. I mean, they're also running a business. So you take a look at things and you say, yeah, this is about me, but it's not only about me, because I could have waited another month. I could have dragged it on. But, you know, there's sometimes when you know the knowing, I want to talk with you about that, because yes. You know, in your own story, there's a place where you know the knowing. And once you know the knowing, you may hold it for 3 seconds. Before doubt and fear and crust comes in. Have you, you know, look, I'm in awe about what you created. I could be responsible for a whole bunch of hosts, but I don't think I could be responsible for certifying anybody in anything. But what was this like for you? I mean, what were your tipping points along the way where you had to face your own version of change?
Well, let's just quickly go back how I started this listening to my guidance.
Yeah.
I think all of us, you know, most people understand the word intuition, but most people, well, wouldn't say, how do you link the whole angel thing into intuition? What happened for me, and this was 2007, I had one of those life-changing moments. Yep. And we all have these changing moments throughout our lifespan, but it depends if we follow through on it. And I'll explain about the fear that came along with it. So just to put it quickly, walked into a bookstore because I was wanting to buy an angel oracle deck for my mom. When I got into the bookstore, I found out the section, and this is back in 2007, and that isn't, you know, the card decks weren't as popular as they are right now, right? So, but this is what happened for me. My background is drug and alcohol counseling. I was working full-time, had 2 small children, and run a landscaping business with my husband. What happened was, is when I picked up a deck, with the intention to buy it from mom, I heard what I refer to as a booming voice and actually changed. So it would be like, you know, Benny giving me this booming through the mic, those are for you. It was a lower and it sounded, I thought Candid Camera had come all the way to Powell River, BC, like literally. So I walked around the store waiting because the voice was so loud, so clear, and it wasn't my thought. It was like booming. But what happened is nobody come out to say, we got you, we've tricked you. I went back to the shelf, picked up the same deck, and got the booming voice again. So if you are like me and you've ever heard some real strong guidance and you wonder, where did that come from? I dropped into fear thinking that I was having a mental breakdown. I'm so on because I was, you know, stressed, but realized that there had to be something to this because that's where, when Dr. Pat's talking about the knowing. So yeah. Right there in that store, back in July of 2007, I knew that there was something to this, even though I was freaked out. And I bought that deck for myself. I bought a deck for my mom. I walked out of the store. I had 2 weeks of still going in and out of the doubt. So everybody, what that means is I didn't even open the deck. It took me 2 weeks to have the courage to, because again, that inner knowing that when I opened up that deck, I knew my life was going to change, and it did. So, because when I read the little book and the instructions and everything that went through it, I pulled out 7 cards, and I'd never seen anything so accurate. So that's how, so how did I get out of the fear to get into the trust? And it took a little time, took 2 weeks, because I knew change. I knew change was around the corner. And I think now, where I was then and what I do now, oh my gosh, if I had, just think of how it would have been different if I would have put the deck back on the shelf, walked out of that store and said, nah, I just made that voice up.
Yeah.
So.
See, this is why I wanted to talk with you about this, because there is so much now that is happening in the world in terms of how people are making decisions. Let me give you an example, because a friend of mine said that I needed to write a counter article. She knew what I had studied in school and knew that one of the things that was important to me was to really understand the consequences of broken promises. Right? Better known as psychological contracts. These are big academic terms, right?
Right.
So when you study something at school, you can't just say, oh, this is what the paper is about. You got to have this long, right? But the bottom line is this, there are agreements that are made. And so in the world now, they don't know what to call it. They started to call it the Great Resignation, for how to describe people at work. Then now they've come up with something new, quiet, what is it? Either quiet resignation or quiet something. So here's what they're baffled about, which you and I, it's going to make sense to. You know why? Because we're entrepreneurs. We're not, right? We're here in the world. So what's baffling everybody is, oh, we don't know why people are rethinking their lives. We don't know why they're rethinking their jobs. We don't know why they're not loyal. And I just want to say, oh, hello. I want to go back to 1992 when you repealed the psychological contract of job security. Hello. But in the world, people are learning to step out. What we're not learning very well is what you just described. Here's the question for you. I believe in a benevolence. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in, like, every moment I wake up, I got to watch out for evil that's standing on my back deck. So I believe in a higher order of benevolence, which means sometimes you have to take a step forward and a step back, but ultimately things will change for the better. What did you learn in how to eradicate doubt? Because, well, see, doubt is that thing that's going to creep in, right? Yes. Even when you don't, we could talk about fear too. You and I are green.
Yeah.
But because fear is like up in your face, right? You're going to jump from an airplane. Oh, I'm afraid. But doubt is like, I'm going to jump from an airplane. Oh, and I don't think my like tandem partner knows what they're doing, right? So what is your experience with doubt?
When I think doubt, just like that day at the store that was the life changer for me, when I think doubt, what happens is when we start to trust our inner guidance, whether it's through vision, whether it's that thought that comes up, a feeling, the knowing, when we start to make even tiny little changes, when we are paying attention. And what happens in, if I think back, and even before I started to do this type of work, what can eradicate doubt? It's almost like universe steps up to the plate and says, we're going to show you. And when they do that, what it does is it gives us the ability to trust that there is something there assisting us. There's this guidance, this energy, vibration, angels, creator, spirit guides, whatever you want to call it. There's something more than just this physical body that we encase and are part of. So what happens is doubt gets eradicated when you follow through with something, because you know it, you hear it, you feel it, you see it, and it all works out, and you go, wow, okay, I this is what it means to do this. And so then when the doubt creeps up the next time around, you easily get rid of it because you've learned to trust yourself. And that is how definitely I have this joke with my team. I say my angel team, but I have this little thing that I say to them, you know, there's no longer I need any proof, but I am telling you, I live proof after proof after proof of what happens when we follow our guidance.
Yeah.
And that's how you get rid of doubt, because you've got to be into the action step of following what you know is your truth. And when you do that, boom, doubt's gone.
Yeah. See, that's why I wanted to talk with you today, because we're talking about two sides of the same coin for a lot of people. You know, you have the perspective, this global, I don't know what to call it. Let's call it global economic perspective. You know, right. Look, you're wearing beautiful purple. I'm showing up in black and white. So let's give me a black and white moment about how we talk about human dynamics, which you actually cannot do, but I'm going to try. Sometimes we want to simplify it to, you don't know what's going on. And then when you take it from an individual's perspective, they are rethinking things. They are contemplating their lives. They're deciding, well, yeah, I'm quiet. Maybe I want to create more balanced life. You see, what's fascinating is that from one person's perspective, you're doing something harmful and bad. From another person's perspective, the individual, you're really having an awakening. And I want to ask you, we hear the word awakening a lot, right? In the circles you and I travel, we hear that. As if it was a magic pill, like in the Matrix, right? You gave me the pill and then boom. But let's talk about this, because when you are awake, you adventure out in a new adventure. And isn't that where intuition is more important than it's ever been?
Yes. Yeah. And my term of awakening is paying attention. It's the more that we're paying attention to our senses, to the communication, to the listening, however you want to describe it, what it does is it lifts our vibration, and it's an awakening. And for, you know, my belief system, sometimes for people, they need the world rocked up just a little bit to take that next step, to start believing in themselves, start paying attention, have the big awakening. Because I know when things shifted with the pandemic, like just thinking it that way, you know, the theme that people were saying, this is going to cause people to wake up. So for me, I think it's about change. Awakening is really about change. If you want to call it stepping into a little bit of a higher vibration, focusing on the positive, how do we turn the negative into positive? It's that opening up to look beyond what is just right in front of you. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because that's really, really part of the conversation today, you know, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about being able, let me use the word, if I could, Cindy, for those of you just tuning in, Cindy, look, I was so excited to have the show with Cindy Smith for a lot of reasons. One is that you're going to hear her. She walks the talk. She does it in her own show. She's bringing on some incredible people. When her show comes on, those phone lines light up. It doesn't matter who you got going over there on the channel for her, because people want to get some help in this area. This is why we decided to do this show. And I wanted to say for all of you, I want to give you the same opportunity. And you know the phone, 1-800-930-2819. Benny will pick up here. And what I want to say to everybody is the reason that this is a conversation is because if you're a Cindy Smith and you're the founder of Angel Empowerment and you are working with other people, it's not just your own doubt that you have to look at, but you have to help all these other beautiful souls step up and work into their life calling. And to do that, you must master what we're talking about today. Right, Cindy?
Yes. Yeah. My passion is teaching people to do exactly what we've been talking about, to step into their personal power, to learn to trust. And so, yes, I created the Angel Empowerment Practitioner Program several years ago. And yes, I've taught thousands of practitioners out there, but mostly I would say a high percentage of people that step up to take the training, they do it for themselves. And I always say, do it for yourself first. Yes, you can become certified. Yes, you can go out there and share your light with the world. But it's those basic steps around empowerment that I love. That's why I love going from the first day of the course to the last day of the course and watch how students go from, oh my gosh, I can't believe I signed up for this, because I do push people out of their comfort zone. And they're freaking out because what? I am going to pull 3 cards for a fellow student, all of that doubt. And then by the last day of the class, they're looking at me, I can do this. Like, because what happens in that short span is exactly what we've been talking about. They get proof, right? They get messages. They start to learn those senses right off the bat because I've pushed them. They're stepping into paying attention, learning how to use these senses that we naturally do. It's unfortunately, you know, we get to a certain age as a child and, you know, we're told to stop trusting that inner knowing in certain ways because we're to kind of follow the guidance of what adults know best for us. So that's part of why I do this. You know, Pat, when you say, I can't believe you take on this teaching people and the responsibility with it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it lifts my spirit. We talk about awakening. Every class or student I teach, I feel so much joy because I watch the change with people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I said. You and I have quite a bit in common. We may not be doing the same things, but there's a joy we get from the things we do. Well, that was an interesting quote. We may not be doing the same things, but there's a joy we get from the things we do. And, you know, part of that is being able to face whatever shows up. Now, we learn from our mistakes, and I'm not afraid to use the word mistakes. Look, in my opening, I use the word failure. I have gotten more grief over a 20-year period for using the sentence, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Everybody wanted me to change that. And I'm like, no, that came to me in 2001, before I even did the show. That was a question I had to ask myself. But you and I are here today because this message for the people, and we're going to go to Mandy in a minute on the phones, but we're here to say to folks, you may get fear, you may get doubt. They are not showstoppers, are they, Cindy?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so when we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, a few things we're going to talk about. And Mandy, we're going to get right to the phones. We're going to bring you on here when we come back from break. But one of the things we should know about is, how can we be guided? You know, what if you wake up in the morning and you're this brand new entrepreneur and you have hit the streets and you're excited, and maybe you have the certification that we're talking about today, and you're living and breathing in the joy of what you know and how you can help people. And a little voice says, you are such a fraud. You have $13 in your bank account. Now what? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with that. But before we go to break, Cindy, can you tell people how they can find out about you, the certification, all of the above?
So on my website, cindysmithaep.com. So Apple Edward Paul. So AEP, angelempowermentpractitioner.com. All my trainings, everything that we do, my co-host for the show, it's all there. CindySmithAEP.com.
And by the way, if you're wondering if any of that helps with healing, yes, we're going to talk about healing when we come back. Because if you're waking up every day or you can't sleep at night and you're excited about what you do, but all you can think about, which may or may not even be true, is I have $13 in my bank account. Maybe, just maybe, there's a little healing that needs to go on. Benny, Jacob, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Power up with Dr. Pat at a new time. The Dr. Pat Show is still bringing you talk radio to thrive by now at a new time. Listen and watch live on KKNW and the Transformation Network Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Stay tuned for new perspectives, powerful conversations, and epic transformation. For more information on how and where to find Dr. Pat and the rest of the Transformation Network hosts, visit thedrpatshow.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and adds meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have you tune us in on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is one of our new time spots. And I am to say to all of you, because this is something I didn't do. And then Cindy's also going to mention, one, how you can find out about her, but also about the podcast and her fabulous co-host. But the thing I want all of you to know is we will be bringing shows back to the 11 o'clock spot. That will be on Transformation Talk Radio. We're in a little transition period at the moment, but you can catch us here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW Monday at 7 and Wednesday at 7. And today happens to be that. And as I said, Cindy, thank you for joining me here today. Before we get rolling, and Mandy, we're going to get right to you. Before we get rolling, tell people again how they can find out about you. But let's talk a minute about the show, because folks may not know what you set up. It's almost like you set up an angel empowerment network.
Yes. Well, so we started the podcast, Angel Empowerment Show, and I have three co-hosts, Sam, Deb, and Nola. And you know how I was talking earlier about, you know, training and doing what I do. Well, by me being that teacher that's out there sharing my empowerment, it creates a community. And so all three co-hosts have done all of the training with me, have put it into action, walk their talk. And now here we are. I always say this is how things line up. So several years later, here we are doing a show together in Angel Empowerment. So they are all advanced practitioners, they're angel empowerment healers, but they have their own story, their own expertise, and really some amazing stories with my co-hosts that I love doing the show with them. And because there's the four of us that are bringing our own individual expertise around angel empowerment. You know, I get to teach it, and then people get to make it happen for what works for them. So I've just been loving the show, Dr. Pat. Yeah. So thank you for creating. This is, you know, you create community big time. I create community in my way. And you doing what you do allows people like myself to be out there to share our empowerment with people. So, you know, I always say I hold up my hands to people like you and all the people that work in the background, because it's important for people to have a space to be able to listen and learn. And we all resonate with different people.
Yeah.
Right. My big thing is I always say to people, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
If what I share with you resonates with you, great. Use the skills. If it doesn't, leave it.
Yeah.
This isn't me or you forcing people to believe what we believe. We're just saying, this is our guidance. We've followed it. This is what we do. And we love to share to empower other people. So you've been doing it for a long time, Dr. Pat.
Mm.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy, because you're right about this. And I love that we can evolve and change too.
Yes.
One of the things that also was important for me was our fabulous audience, our listeners. And I would love to go to the phones and bring Mandy on, Benny, if we could, because that is what Cindy's talking about. That's what she loves to do. That's what her co-hosts do. That is the connection in the community we're talking about. It's all of you that we are communing with. So, Benny, can we bring Mandy on?
Yeah, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mandy.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you. And hi, Cindy. Delighted to be able to talk to you ladies. I resonate because I also believe in being a part of the community, trying to help. And this has been my philosophy for many, many years, always been volunteering. And I felt the call. Like we were talking about intuition, I just had this strong urge. And even based on my astrology, everything that was going on, I felt like, okay, this is the time I started a group and put it on a popular platform. I don't want to, you know, give out details right now, but I didn't get the response. I mean, I'm just not getting any. There are no members have joined, and I'm just like, what is this? Mm. I felt the calling, I felt the urge, I felt the intuition, and nothing's happening. So I'm a little deflated, and I'm wondering what's going on. If you can give me any insight, or if you have any intuition, I'd love to hear it.
I'm going to let Cindy go first, and then I'm going to go.
So,
go ahead, Cindy.
So, Mandy, you know, first, I'd like to say, way to go for trusting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. as frustrating as it is for us at times, when we, like you've put things into place, you're listening to guidance, this is mm-hmm. what you are doing. Mm-hmm. I refer to it sometimes as divine timing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd also, it's, you know, when I talked about that proof and remove the doubt, it's just trust me, you're going to have people joining you very soon. But what I would suggest for you to do is it's that the doubt that came up because it didn't happen really quickly. And mm-hmm. then what that does is it starts to create blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shifted up. You know, I say to the team, remove all blocks that are getting in my way. And I continue to trust that my guidance and everything that's happened, people are going to hear about it. People are going to be joining me, and it's going to happen. It comes down to simple divine timing. Okay. And the reason I always say divine timing is sometimes it takes a bit for the angels to line everything up exactly the way it's going to work for you. Okay.
I would really encourage
you to get back into that trust, Mandy.
Yeah. It's been 50 plus years. So I think I've been very patient with the divine timing. I didn't feel the call. I didn't feel the urge. I'm telling you. So like, if it's not going to happen now, I don't know when it will. And I will continue to trust, but I just really wanted to hear if you got any strong sense of where it would go.
When? So if it's 50 plus years though, then, you know, you've been guided 50 plus years and it hasn't worked, then it's also making sure that you're shifting your vibration up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cause I call that can be, you've expected it.
I felt like this is it. Okay. I'm ready.
Let me jump in a minute.
Please.
Okay. So sure. Benny's right here with me. We've been doing this 20 years. When I first started this, I started it on a different network and I had expectations. I had on the back of my business card, I don't have it here, but that I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. That was my primary goal to do that. But then I got hooked into this other thing. And let me tell you what it is. A little bird may have said something to me that sounds like you're not really, it's not really happening, Pat, unless people are calling to your show every day and the phone lines are full. See, that's the equivalent of the membership idea that you're talking about, right, Mandy?
Yeah. Well,
you create a baseline.
I didn't actually. And the baseline is much less than yours. I'm really being very realistic. But let me finish my story.
I totally forgot about what I put on the back of my car. I totally forgot that. And I went to this thing that this is not working. Benny will tell you, this is not working because we are not getting callers, Benny.
Right.
And I became so fanatical about it for like about a year that finally one of the callers called in. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Susie or Jackie or one of them. But they called in and they said essentially to me, stop, Dr. Pat. Stop already with this. We don't call in for a reason. And they said the reason we don't call in is, one, we get annoyed when other people call in, when you're doing an interview with Joe Dispenza or somebody like that. But the other thing is we don't need to call in. We're getting enough now.
Right.
Once I heard that, my energy shifted and the phone lines got full. So what is the point of me saying this to you? This is what Cindy and I were talking about today. It would be so easy for any one of the three of us or anybody here, Jacob and Benny, to fall into the mode of it is not working because of some external thing, baseline, benchmark that we've created. The question really is it working for you in your heart? That's what you have to hold on to, because the minute we assigned an external marker to it, the minute we say, oh, I'm going to decide whether it's working for me, this new event you have is working for me because I'm waiting for some external baseline benchmark to validate me. And if you can move away from looking at the numbers, give yourself a month, right? See, I'm very practical sometimes.
I set up the event in 2 weeks. And so, you know, I put it out there and I'm hoping. And I'm keeping my expectations really limited. In fact, I want a small group. That's just the way I, you know, visualized it.
Okay, so I'm going to help you with this right now. Take the limits off God, spirit. Take the limits off. Just trust me. This is what I'm saying about this. You don't have to limit it. Right?
Okay.
You know, Cindy started a brand new show with us, and by every sign in this medium, right, she should not be getting callers. By every benchmark this industry wants to place on a new show. And that is not her story, and that is not her case. And she never said dot, 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 and her co-host and the phone lines ring. So if you could hold on and just for a minute, for whatever 2 weeks you have left, just take the limits off spirit. Just write Cindy, just erase. I only want 15. Does that make sense, Cindy? What do you think?
Yes. Yeah. Take complete limits off. Just allow the right people to join. Ask. I always ask. Mm-hmm. And I did pull a card for you, Mandy, from my deck.
Yeah. Okay.
And the card that you got was speak your truth. So think of it as sharing your truth and trusting it. Okay. I really get that things will move forward for you. And just to understand, when I started this in 2008 teaching, I had two people in my first class.
I only had
two people. Now, most people would say that is a failure. And I went, no way. Because for me, it was like, I got to teach what I love to teach, and I got some practice.
Right. With Mandy,
two
me too.
People.
Both of us, Cindy. My first event was two people, Mandy. And honest to God, I promoted that thing for like 3 months and on radio promoted it. And I had two people show. I had rented like this gigantic space.
Oh, wow.
The two people that showed up, here's what happened. The two people that showed up, I turned it into something very intimate. And they became coaching clients for me. But I learned that I really wasn't ready at that time to teach a larger group. But as a result of what we did together as three people in a very large room, man, it just helped me. It was a sign. Mm-hmm. I like what Cindy said. If you can just take all the limits off, what is the event? Are you allowed to talk about when it's up, when it's coming, Mandy?
Well, it's a grief support group. And I am speaking my truth. I believe in this. I believe I'm meant to do this work. I want to do this work.
Yeah.
I want to be of help, you know?
Yeah,
so
we need
I'm
it.
There.
We need it. We need it. Where? How do people find out about it?
Meetup.
Okay. So I'm trying to ask you how we can tell the audience that they can sign up.
Just go to Meetup, look for grief support. And you'll find it.
Okay.
In New York.
Can we have a date?
A date. Yes, the event is set for September 14th.
Very good. And is there any contact information you want to share for people for this incredible group?
They can message me if they go to the group site and, can reach out any information they'd like. Yeah.
Pat, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and grab her information here. I think.
Thank you, Benny.
Just on
and
position
so
where
I'd like
I am,
to
okay?
say to Mandy, this is a prime example of you following your intuition. You just had this, you said it right off the bat. You know, things were lining up. I wanted to call in. And then you're sharing your story with us. And then Dr. Pat gives the opportunity to share with our listeners about your event. There is, my saying all the time, there is never coincidence, ever.
Right.
Everything lines up the way that it's supposed to. So thank you, Mandy, for trusting to call in, because there is a reason you did that.
And now every listener on this show and everybody that's going to hear the replay of it knows that you've started a grief support. Now they know a grief support group, which is so needed right now. Now they know that you've done something amazing. Now they know to go find it on Meetup. Now they know. Now they know. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you. Thank you both.
Cindy, this is great. I love this.
I love how it works.
I love how it works. And
I
want to remind people again, you know, for you, you're the founder of Agile Empowerment and the practitioner certification. Let's tell people again how they can be part of this, because folks are wanting to do something different in their lives. They're wanting to make that connection, and they're also wanting to be of service and help others heal. How do they learn this? How do they sign up for this?
So if you, like I said, my website, cindysmithaep.com, if you hit the trainings tabs, the very first little box, it's going to say the Angel Empowerment Practitioner Premium Course. So what that means is anybody out there, you could take my online version and you have 5 modules to go through. You meet with me live twice a month, and all of my content, and I mean all of my content, is within that. And it's such a reasonable price. Like, it's amazing what you get. And once you're done, there is some qualifications, but you can be certified. And I'm a people person. I like to meet the people that are taking my training, even if they're doing it online at their own pace. So that's why I like to do the 2 meetings on Zoom with me twice a month, because I like to get to know you. You get to know me. Well, you'll get to know a lot of me, because I'm an experiential teacher. And so I show you how I've taken that doubt. I've taken all of those questions along the way. Am I doing the right thing? I show you how I've put that into practice so that you can find your niche in putting things into practice. So again, cindysmithaep.com, there is online training. And even our Angel Empowerment Healing, which I know Dr. Pat, we said we wanted to get into.
Yeah,
we do that. It isn't online at your own pace, but we do it through Zoom 5 days. But to become an angel empowerment healer, there's a prerequisite of the basic AEP. So, yes.
And, you know, this is what we're talking about. Look, you and I, Cindy, have stepped out in the world. I mean, I don't know about you. Maybe you knew, like, when you were a teeny little baby, that this was going to be your path. For me, clueless.
I was clueless.
Clueless. But see, that's why you and I can talk about intuition.
Yeah.
That's why we can talk about following our guides. That's why we can hit the delete button when doubt and fear show up. Your hosts on the show.
So with the 3 hosts that I have, one of, you know, like I said, they have the amazing, their own life story.
Yeah.
But I think what is important for people to understand is we definitely walk our talk. And even on the 5th, Nola, one of my co-hosts, they're all angel empowerment healers, but we're going to be talking about her story of surviving cancer with the traditional medicine and holistic medicine, the angel empowerment healing. So I think the key is we all have different backgrounds. Sam mm-hmm. is a registered nurse. She practices. Nola and Deb both help me co-teach the Honoring Our Sensitive Kids, which I got to do a big shout out for that program, because I've witnessed, I used to specialize with youth, and before, you know, with my old world, I always call it the old world, but we created a program for all of the parents and the grandparents to assist the children that I refer to as sensitive, which I was, I'm sure you were, Pat, but our parents didn't know how to assist us. And we give some clear set tools to assist parents, and children from 6 to 12 actually get their own little program that join Deb and Nola and learn how to take care of their energy. So I'm proud of the programs that we've created because of the feedback we get. You know, we talked about the trust. I teamed up with a general practitioner physician, and we created the Angel Empowerment Healing Program. And I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about that, but we call it Reiki on steroids. And the reason that we do that is we're using energy, Raphael, creator, for healing, but we use the power of thought, the power of word. So my dear friend, Dr. Carl, created language to talk to the body as we're receiving healing. It's unique. There's nothing else out there like it. I'm very proud of that program. Again, because I get proof.
Yeah.
I've witnessed so many people literally have miracles happen. And I believe it's because they believe in change. They're talking to the body to change and they're receiving healing. So yeah, another passion of mine,
yeah.
You know, I guess for my listeners, what I've done since 2007 is my angel team, I listen, they guide the programs that I create. I would have never joined the Transformational Talk Radio without the guidance to do so. Now, Jessica, one of the producers, she reached out to me. I call that lined up, no coincidence. Then I talk to Jessica, I talk to Dr. Pat, I get guidance from Archangel Michael, this is the way to go. I reach out to my co-host, bam, here we are, right?
Yeah.
It's listening. Everything I do, everything that I create, whether it be techniques, I call them angel techniques because we've got tons of them that we use. Everything I do has been guided. And that is trust. And for Mandy, who was listening earlier, remember, just like Dr. Pat, I had two people show up in the very beginning. I could have given up and said, poof, this isn't for me. I'll lose money if I'm going to do this when I only have two people show up. Right, Dr. Pat?
Oh, totally. I mean, I told you this. I didn't even tell you that. I'm embarrassed to mention the size of the room. But you're right. There was something about that that we looked at and said, the event happens. It is happening. And even if no one shows up, you've taken a first step. See, we also look for outside and we look for that outside validation. But, you know, look, your show, your co-host, your healing program, it is all in service of becoming fully empowered and living in alignment. And, you know, you and I would not be here even this morning if we listened to the voice that said, who the heck are you to start the Transformation Network, to add a TV venue? Who are you? You're like this girl from the Bronx, right? You have no background in this, right? It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, but yet that's not what my guides and angels say to me.
Right.
That's not what they say. So we have to learn what you teach. All of us do. Because we are in uncertain times. And if there was ever a time to just get in and get that intuition and trust, it is now. We've never been in a place where we are not understanding everything going around. But if we could follow what you said, Cindy, we're moving into a different zone, aren't we?
Yes. And again, that's, you know, why I love doing what I do.
Yeah.
I think of it one person at a time. And, you know, it's that ripple effect.
It is. So
it is. If you think, if you even just think of, those two people that were in my very first class and the skill set that they walked away with trusting in their intuition, then that ripples to their family, to people around them, at work, whatever, is because they're learning to pay attention. And I always love to say, people learn when to say no, right? No, that isn't for me. I'm going to trust what is for me. So I call it the ripple effect by just teaching one student or when I have, because I do one-on-one sessions. And that is also, you know, they get off that 1 hour with me. Lots of people say, Cindy, it isn't, you know, you need a different business model because what I do is when people book a one-on-hour with me, it's so different than what it used to be. I'm really big on do the work that the angels have just guided you to do. And then when you're ready, book again.
Yeah.
And people say to me, Cindy.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You need to book them right away. I'm going, no, because I'd like them to walk it, talk it, do it, allow for the shifts. And if they need to, they will reach out.
Yeah. Again, I love it.
It's really about empowering. That is my, you know, what truly is empowering? It's when we trust in ourselves and we stop paying attention to the naysayers around us.
Yeah. And by the way, and then to learn this too, because that's what you do. Yeah. You know, please, Cindy, let's give out your website. And thank you for joining me here today.
You're very welcome. Yes. Cindy Smith, AEP, appleedwardpaul.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.